Hey guys, we wanted to thank you so much for
listening.
We really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening to Feedback Loop. You are listening to Feedback Loop with Jacob Spivak and Mason Roush. If you have any feedback for us, hopefully you know how to reach us. Is there anything you want to say, Mason?
Hope you all have a great week and enjoy the start of April.
Have a great week, guys. Thanks for listening. See you next week at 8 a.m. Feedback Loop with Jacob Spivak and Mason Roush.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are listening to
Magoobie Radio Hour
on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Guys, we did that perfectly.
Yeah. I'm Max.
I'm Noah.
I'm also Max.
I'm Carol.
And you just heard
Peg by Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Classic. And Max, next we are going to hear...
Next we're going to hear I Wanted Summer With You by Couch. I think, fact check me on this, a Tufts alum is in Couch? No? Is that not right?
I know that someone who's in Couch went to my summer camp. But they came and performed at Tufts.
You know what? That's close enough.
Who's Couch?
Hit it!
Sunday evening with your mom's guitar, you pull me closer. You don't even have to try to win me over, just pull me closer.
troubles down. You look bad, you should be glad. No mean man, don't just be glad. Now sit down and let me kiss your love a little.
Get inside.
Wow.
Well,
great song.
Yes.
Wonderful song. So, how was everyone's week?
It's Monday.
It's like so good.
That one did not land. Okay, all right. Okay, moving on.
We heard the songs that we heard are "Didn't I" by Durando and
6 o'clock News by Brennan Whittle and Waxahachie.
First time hearing it.
New Waxahachie song.
Yep. Is it a single or are there more? Nope, just the one. Don't be greedy.
They just came out with an album, I think. With their sister?
Oh, the,
yes.
The Snowcaps?
Snowcaps.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Haven't really listened to it, but I ought to.
It's a good album.
You oughta.
I oughta.
Honestly.
Didn't you play, is Hard Candy?
Yes,
from that?
Cherry Hard Candy is from that.
Got
it's
it.
A great song.
I know that one.
Yeah.
What's your idea, Noah?
Okay, this idea is Never Have I Ever, Judgy and Lame. And this is how I was thinking about... how it can be really hard to play Never Have I Ever and come up with things to say that don't make you sound, one, both judgy of the people who have done the thing, and lame for not doing it. And I do realize that this is maybe a dicey thing to bring up on the radio when we're, like, not allowed to talk about stuff, but, like, the example I always think of is, like, oh, Never Have I Ever smoked a cigarette. Like, that's something I could say in Never Have I Ever, but I feel like it's coming off of, like, oh, I'm so great that I've never smoked a cigarette and you guys are, like, depraved. But also, it's, like, I'm admitting a weakness or, like, an uncoolness. It's, like, oh, I've never done it. I've never done that.
Yeah.
When I was a freshman in high school, I was part of a dance group in Chicago, and it was all the high school students together, and we were playing Never Have I Ever, and the seniors were doing all this, like, super raunchy stuff. And one of my friends, she was not very experienced, and so the best thing she could come up with was Never Have I Ever Bought Socks from a Walmart.
Honestly, I think that things like that is
more fun.
It's what it's for.
Because I feel like things get recycled, like every single game you play is going to have the same stuff.
Yeah.
Until recently, I was able to do Never Have I Ever Been to Costco.
Oh.
But that changed.
Wow. I think that.
How do you feel?
Even. Oh, no,
sorry.
I don't have a claim to fame anymore.
Well, shoot.
Sorry, Max, I cut you off.
I think an even more intense example of that is, like, the opposite of Never Have I Ever, the F word, yes, I have.
Never heard of that. That's incredible.
It's basically where you just share things that you have done, and then that's just, like, bragging.
Yeah.
I've never played that.
It's... I think both versions of the game are not very fun.
I really don't think Never Have I Ever is very fun.
It's really challenging to think of things you haven't done.
Yeah.
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 It's like subtracting a negative.
That's like not how memory
you add it.
You add it.
You add it. Two, I used to remember that because the two minuses, if you put them together and rotated one, it would become a plus sign.
Yes. I used very important this week because it's like a crucifix and Easter's coming up.
Ah.
True.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christian.
Happy Easter. Shout out Flopsy, Ashley's rabbit.
Aw.
Bunny.
Because rabbit, bunny, Easter,
yeah,
got the correlation.
Yeah.
She's kind of Mr. Sterling's everything.
Yeah.
And Mr. Sterling everything.
His best friend.
His confidant.
His silly rabbit.
Does he call you that?
No. Well, what's next?
Well, next is your song, Noah.
Well, I mean, this one's pretty great, and... with a lot of Geese and Geese-adjacent music, I had to listen to it a couple times before I liked it.
Really?
And now I find it really great.
Wait, Cameron Winter?
He's the main guy of Geese.
Oh.
He's the goose.
He's the goose.
He is the goose.
Gander.
Okay.
Okay. Let's get it going.
Love will come when you get enough under your arms. Oh, mama. Love will come. Love will make you fit it all in the car. Oh, mama. Something will take you by your pants and swing you over its head and kick you back and forth. Buzzing the bells,
Garden.
Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature?
Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies.
You will not believe your eyes.
Help ensure your child gets those same experiences.
Visit discovertheforest.org.
Trees.
To find a forest or park near you.
I'm walking you.
And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping.
Look at the stars.
Visit discovertheforest.org.
Keep on trucking, lucky. Kiss the pedal to the floorboard, buddy. You got a bum leg, I know you got a bum leg. And you think it makes your walk look goofy. Alone in your shotgun trailer. From Chinese lantern. Your boss at work tells you that you're dumber than dirt, but you got them real big heart manners. Keep on trucking, lucky. Kiss the pedal to the floorboards, buddy. Check the pretty so go on and of southbound hummingbirds. And so you never loved me like you hate me now. I needed it as much as you play.
Okay.
All right. What are we here?
Lucky by Attaboy.
And Sacred by Samia.
Samia? Samia?
Samia? Couldn't tell you.
Don't know.
I've heard so many different ways of pronouncing.
Used to date, or maybe still dating, Bristan Maroney.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think broken up.
Okay. Yep. I believe you. I completely believe you.
Okay.
Got an idea?
I have one idea. It's a one-liner. We've all heard it.
Let's hear it.
Does my stomach hurt or am I wearing a belt?
Yes.
Yes. Totally.
Yes.
I was just
thinking
about that last night because I was in the same situation.
Yeah. Same. It's similar to, am I upset or do I need to take my socks off?
Yeah. Mm. Am I really angry or is someone just using the blender?
Do I hate my friends or do I need a cup of coffee?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, the am I angry or am I... Or is someone just using the blender also applies to is the overhead vent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, am I stressed or is the
yeah. Vent on? Yeah. Yeah. Is it kitchen vent? Yeah.
Is my dinner on fire or are there just like three people in the kitchen?
Yeah.
That's how it feels.
It's really teetering a careful line.
Yeah. My tolerance for kitchen disorder has just gone down. It's in the pits. I can't take it anymore.
Disorder meaning
just like multiple people moving around, honestly, will do it for me.
Mm.
Like last night, all love, that's why I was sitting on the floor. I was like, I want to be here, but this is feeling
I
like
just
a
can't
lot.
Do it. Were you actively cooking something though?
No,
you were
just
existing. You're just existing
in
the kitchen.
Out.
Yeah, of course.
But that's the price you pay.
That's okay.
Sometimes you need floor time.
Yeah, always.
Yeah. Caro, little birdie told me you might have an idea.
I do have an idea. My idea is that a lot of our problems that we face on a daily basis can be reframed into us misjudging how much of one thing can fit into another thing.
Mm.
For example,
oh.
Misjudging how much hair can fit down the drain, how much leg can fit into a pair of jeans, how much time can fit into the... time I have to get ready.
Mm.
How many friends should fit into a friend group?
Wow.
How many
Big
clowns
question.
Inside of a car? A
how
lot
much
of our problems.
Leftovers in a container.
Totally.
Yeah.
How much food in your stomach?
Yeah.
How much tinfoil to wrap a sandwich? That always gets me.
Just a lot of our problems are spatial.
Wow.
That's really good.
How many hours in a day?
Wait, I really like the idea of framing it like that.
Thanks.
I think it simplifies it to a point where it's, like, more manageable to think about.
Yeah. and also becomes less of like a personal moral failing if one of those things doesn't work out, because you're just like, yeah, oh, like these things just don't fit together.
Yeah, like the amount of sleep I can fit in between my second alarm,
right,
and my third alarm, yeah, that's not my fault. It's just I misjudged the amount of sleep could fit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my idea.
That's good. I like that one.
Ours are kind of like they're kind of related in terms of reframing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of a mindfulness exercise.
Sure.
No, make like
the strange familiar and the familiar strange.
What?
It's the anthropology little phrase that they say.
Oh, really?
Making the strange familiar. They've never and the familiar said that strange. To me.
Making they always the certain, say that. Making the uncertain certain is paranoia. Shout out Jess Kaiser, Paranoid Imagination.
Drop that glass.
It's really good. It's really good.
You love it so much.
Yeah, we just read The Yellow Wallpaper.
What's up? Can we get a great tradition going?
I actually don't think I can give a great tradition until next week when he explains it more. Because I was reading it and I was like, I feel like I'm missing something huge. And I'm ready to have my mind blown today at 3 p.m.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Report back.
Oh, yeah, please. I will. I mean, I had a dream, Noah, that you were standing on our back porch reading The Lottery by Shirley Jackson.
Did they get stoned?
No. It was just like, you were like, oh, I was like, Noah, what are you doing out there? And you were like, oh, I'm just thinking about The Lottery by Shirley Jackson.
Wow. When I was packing for spring break, I was like bored of podcasts and music. I was like, let me find compilation Shirley Jackson short stories YouTube and listen to that.
So good.
Yeah,
she's so good.
She knows how to write.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think I've read a single one.
You must have read The Lottery.
You have to read The Lottery.
They don't let you go past seventh grade without reading that.
Max, The Lottery. Oh my god. Paranoia, that one also so good. Or the other ones that we read in my class. So
or the good. Other ones.
I have Charles? A book of them. What was it?
Have you ever read Charles by Shirley Jackson?
No.
That one was classic. That was like man's first plot twist. Like, well, I remember we read that in, or no, I read it younger, but I remember my sister read it in seventh grade and like had the packet out on the table, and so I read it and I was completely gagged.
Wow.
It's really good.
Man's first bit.
Man's first bit.
Man's first bit.
Most Dangerous Game.
Yeah.
The Velt.
The Velt.
Love The Velt.
I never read that and you sent it to me.
There Will Come Soft Rains. One of my favorites.
Don't know that one.
That's the robot house that keeps going after the people die.
Wait, what's the one of the boy who like dances and he has like stones or like weights and he's on TV?
Harrison Bergeron.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've never been so tapped out of a conversation.
Harrison Bergeron. I'm gonna read that while the next song plays.
Yeah. Shout out short stories.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next
is
Brown-Eyed Women, Grateful Dead. Listened to it on the plane, fell asleep. Listened to the whole album twice while asleep.
Perfect.
Like the old man getting home. two times over and the rest was sins. Raised eight boys, only I turned bad. Didn't get the leads that the other ones had. Brown-eyed women and red grenadine. The bottle was dusty, but the liquor was clean. Sound of the thunder with the rain pouring down, and it looks like the old man's hit. Tumble down the shack in Bigfoot County. Snowed so hard that the roof caved in. Delilah Jones went to meet her God, and the old man never was the same. $2 burned like hell. I cut hickory just to fire the still. Drink down a bottle and be ready to kill. Brown-eyed women and red grenadine. The bottle was dusty, but the liquor was clean. Sound of the thunder with the rain pouring down, and it looks like the old. Gone are the days when the ox fall down. You take up the oak and plow the fields around. Gone are the days when the ladies said, please, gently Jack Jones, won't you come to me?
Okay.
We're back.
What did we hear?
Just then you heard Furthermore by Rakoma. I think that's how you...
Yeah, and before that, Brown-Eyed Women.
Yeah. And in the intermediary, all of us were reading Shirley Jackson's stories.
What does everyone think?
I haven't gotten to the reveal yet, but I do remember what it is.
This is a first time read through for me, and I also haven't gotten if what feels like the meat of it yet.
I won't say anything.
How was Nurse and Bergeron?
Chilled every time. Every time.
Oh, so good.
That's incredible.
Ideas, Max.
Yeah,
hit it.
I've got something. I actually think you two witnessed me writing this down. I'll call it the birthday counting threshold.
Oh, yeah.
And this is... Okay. How old are you? Or how old do you have to be to make the, like, are you one? Are you two? That part of singing happy birthday to someone go from sweet and kind of nice to, like, absolutely horrifically awkward. Like, you're standing there with chills in your spine from how awkward it is.
Like, 9 years old.
I think there's, like, peaks and troughs to it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it comes back around to being really funny.
That's what I had written down.
I think around
after that.
Mid-late 20s, it gets funny again.
I agree.
But
I
then,
feel like 17, it's like, oi.
Yeah. Oi. Yeah, it's like, and then what is the age when it circles back
right
to being kind of comedic? And then what,
get bad again.
Yeah, and I'm, yeah, and of course it does. But then what is the age where you have to start counting by tens?
I feel like
60.
Yeah.
We were at my grandma's 91st birthday party in January, and we did count by tens.
Yeah.
Are you 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90?
One. Yeah.
91.
91.
Wow. That seems appropriate.
Shout out Daria.
This did come to light at Daria's birthday party. When I feel like that's getting to the point of it's too many numbers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it worked out because people started going fast at the end.
You didn't mind it?
No.
Maybe I just have a very strange reaction to that.
Maybe you're just really impatient.
I am. I can be.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. At certain times.
I feel like you're so patient.
With some things.
I think people.
Yeah.
But like, what are you impatient with?
I am impatient with inefficiencies. Like if someone, okay, one of my biggest pet peeves is if someone is like standing or like walking very slowly, like their phone in the middle of the sidewalk, like pull over.
Yeah. Yeah.
You also get impatient when you're hungry.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Okay. Like I get like generally snappy as a person or?
No, really? Like if your dumplings are cooking, you're just like really antsy to get to the dumplings, but the dumplings aren't going to cook any faster.
I feel like that is so not my assessment of Max because she eats so calmly and slowly. Like you would think.
Because I want to enjoy it when it's done.
I get, when I eat, it's like,
it's a race. Oh my God.
It's a race.
It is a race.
Yeah.
There's no room for air.
There really is no room for air.
Yeah.
And every time, it's like, wow, that was too fast.
It's like, I forget, you don't have to keep eating in one go. You can, like, put the
you
fork
can take
down
a second.
For, like, 2 seconds and
you
then
can
keep going.
Take a sip of water.
City will eat a Cliff Bar in 2 bites.
That's insane. How do you do that? Well, it's just like, how... That would make me feel so horrendous.
Yeah.
I mean, Cliff Bar is like a dense brick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are tough to get through.
Really? I love a Cliff Bar.
It's not for me.
It's so gloopy.
I wasn't allowed to have Cliff Bars growing up, so I think it still feels like a dirty little pleasure.
Really?
To have a Cliff Bar now.
Why weren't you allowed to have a Cliff Bar?
I don't know.
Too high up, you could fall off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were allowed to have the protein Nature Valley bars.
Oh, God.
Oh, the really, really crumbly ones?
Those are not.
Mm.
Those are...
But if you microwave them for 10 seconds, then they don't get...
Really?
Really.
Yeah.
If you
How'd
split
you
them up
that?
While they're in the package and then you open it,
then you can pull them out as little bite-sized chunks.
This is true.
I really don't like a protein bar, though.
I know, you really don't.
I'm going to be real. Even the thought of it makes me nauseous.
It's kind of my tried and true.
You just ate one.
I did.
How was it?
It's a means to an end. It's like, yeah. I'm not eating it for the enjoyment. I'm eating it for the sate.
To be sated.
Satiety.
You know, I think that's how a lot of people, like, think about food.
I know, and that's something I'm trying to be, let me pause, boys.
Yeah, boys.
And think about how can I make this meal so delicious and enjoyable.
My sister is one of those people who eats for satiety because she can't cook for the life of her, and so her most recent fixation has been tofu smoothies, and it's her one meal of the day.
Oh my god.
What?
She hates tofu, but she'll put a block of tofu with like peanut butter and strawberries heavy cream into the blender. That's all she eats all day.
That is so wow.
Because she can't be bothered to cook.
Oh god.
Wow.
Shout out Sophie.
And with that, should we play Caro Your?
Yes.
Do you want to say what it is?
Yes. This is Annie's song by John Denver, dedicated to Annie.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Let me lay down beside you. Let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me.
You have been listening to
Magoobie Radio Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Have a great week.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. We'll play you out.
Bye, Tootsie.